Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3307, and today's date is March 17th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Court of Public Opinion is Winning Against the Deep State Narrative. Transparency equals game over. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're doing is completely and utterly backfiring on them. Remember, the more the people see, the more the people see their agenda, the more the people can push back. Because if they hid their economic agenda and they did it in secret and they had an event and you didn't know what was going on, No one would be able to fight back. But now the people, they see it all playing out. They see who's responsible for it. And this is very important, because if people are going to be with Trump, going to be with the Patriots, when they say, listen, we need to move away from the private Western Central Bank, we need to go in a different direction, because look what they've done. They've destroyed this system. They are trying to move you into a place where they want to completely and utterly control you. They want to keep the creation of currency. Well, again, if you didn't see any of that stuff and people didn't understand what was going on, and they had like an event like the plandemic, and everyone was shut down and afraid and scared, and the supply chains broke down, you would not have any idea what was going on. You would think this event, this plandemic, was causing the problems. So who's responsible? Oh, it wasn't the central bank. It wasn't the treasury. It wasn't those people that are unelected. It had nothing to do with them. It had to do with this event. If there was a war and there was death and destruction everywhere, buildings destroyed, people's lives were lost, who would you blame? You wouldn't be blaming the Biden administration. You wouldn't be blaming the Fed. You wouldn't be blaming the installed politicians. You'd be blaming war. So what Trump and the Patriots needed to do, they needed to make sure that the people saw it all. They needed to make sure that the people understood, listen, it's these people right here. They're the ones who are causing this. They're the ones who lied to you from the very, very beginning. And they're the ones who are going to try to push the Green New Scam, which is going to destroy the economy. And they're going to push the Great Reset, which they want to bring you into a system where they completely and utterly control it much more than they do today. And since the people now can see this, they can call them out every step of the way, which means everything is going to boomerang on them. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Take, for example, what Tyson is doing. They decided to lay off American citizens, and they decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hire 42,000 asylum seekers. So those people that live in this country, those people that have been with the company for a very, very long time, they decide, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get rid of those people and bring in all the criminal invaders that are coming to this country. We're going to give them jobs. That tells you everything you need to know. So if they're doing it with this company, what do you think they're doing on a much grander scale? They're pushing their agenda. And I think everyone can see this. And think about all the blue cities. Think about all the places where they've destroyed the cities, where they've destroyed the economies of the cities, and the American people are living on the streets. Now, remember, going back in time, they said, we have no money to help the homeless. We have no money to improve the infrastructure. We have no money to do any of these things. But all of a sudden, they found billions and billions of dollars to feed, house, and allow these people coming to this country. They found billions of dollars to help them. Meanwhile, the American citizen is still living on the street. The infrastructure is continually, completely deteriorating. I think people now can see this very, very clearly, especially out in New York City. Because think about it, all those installed corrupt individuals telling you everything is great, everything's fantastic, and they continually get reelected, which nobody can figure out unless they're cheating. When you start to look at these neighborhoods, you really see what's going on. New York Post put this out and said, New York City neighborhood in AOC's district blasted as third world conditions on streets. Now, why in the world is it like that? Remember, they told us we have no money to help these people. We have no money to improve the infrastructure. We don't have any money to build the wall. We have no money whatsoever. But we have billions of dollars to house, feed, transport, and help those people that are invading this country. That tells everyone everything they need to know. And actually, when you look at the government, and this is why we have to get rid of the private Western Central Bank, because everything goes back to the private Western Central Bank. And I know a lot of people go, well, how is that possible? How does it go back to the private Western Central Bank? Think about our world today. Before the private Western Central Bank, we had stability. The currency was not devaluing the way it is today. We didn't see inflation, which means it's the devaluation of the currency. And we didn't see massive amount of printing because we had our currency pegged to gold. So there was checks and balances right there. And people didn't see that much of a difference in the economy. As soon as we came off the gold standard, the currency devalued very, very quickly. And you saw that back in the 70s. Because remember, they were putting us on the petrodollar system. So as soon as they did this, what changed in this country? Really think about this. So to ship products, what had to happen? Like, could they use glass? Could they use wood boxes? No, they had to figure out, wait a minute, we need a much cheaper way to ship things because the value of the currency declined and it cost a lot more of these pieces of paper to ship these type of items. So we need to figure out a cheaper way of doing this. So they came up with, hey, let's use plastic. Let's use cardboard. Let's start to use other ways of shipping, which led to what? Them trying to tell us that it's our fault. There's plastic all over the place. Oh, you have to recycle. You have to do this. Now think about the manufacturing in this country. As the currency declined, they didn't want people to figure out, hey, wait a minute. The currency is declining. Why is it costing me so much money to purchase these products? Well, to hide that, what did they have to do? They had to move the manufacturers out of this country, and they had to pay people pennies on the dollar and then bring it back to this country, and there'd be no tariffs whatsoever to keep the cheap prices, to keep everyone in this illusion. Then they had to introduce credit. Then they had to introduce credit with financing, then credit with leasing. Not one person could work in the family. It had to be two people working in the family. Then not just two people working in the family, they needed two people working in the family. Plus, you had to get another type of job just to make ends meet. Soon, you were living on credit and credit only. And think about how this broke down over time. Why? Because when you have the private West Central Bank and you have no checks and balances, and Congress can continually borrow and borrow and borrow, and the central bank can just print, this is what happens to this country, and this is what happens to the world. And what happens over time is the system completely breaks down. David Ditch pretty much explains the U.S. budget versus a family budget. And he says, America's hard-earned money is being looted and lit on fire by the government, and Congress isn't going to change unless it's forced to. The problem is spending. Too much welfare for the corporations and individuals, too many broken entitlements, too many handouts to incompetent state and local governments. There's not even an excuse for the federal government's 2023 numbers being so out of whack. Tax revenue as a share of the economy is right around the historical average. The size of the federal government's debt and deficits are so huge that it could be hard to understand or believe. By breaking the numbers down, we see just how out of control Washington has become. Say a friend or relative was having financial problems like this. Would you tell them not to worry, or would you tell them to get their act together and stick to a serious budget? It's urgent that the American public wake up to this reality before it's too late. Then shows a graph, the U.S. budget versus a family budget. And it says the median family income in the U.S. is $74,580. If a family spent money like the federal government, it would spend $103,000 per year, which means it would have put $28,000 on the credit card in 2023, despite already being $573,000 in debt. And this is the way the government works, and this is why we're in this type of problem today. And when you look at it, it all goes back to the central bank system. The central bank system is the root of all problems. Think about the bribery. Think about the blackmailing. Think about all the people in Congress who have gotten very, very wealthy. Because remember, since you can create this currency, since there's no checks and balances, since no one's keeping track, you can continually print and launder the money around the world saying it's going to all these different things when it's really not. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Remember, they set up a criminal syndicate in this country, and it's been going on for a very, very long time. And think about what Trump and the Patriots have done. They set up this small snapshot within 4 years, and they said, okay, we're going to show you how the inflation happens. We're going to show you how they reverse the policies where we were energy independent. We're going to show you how they take us off energy independency. And we're going to show you how the fuel prices go up. We're going to show you how they continually lie to the people. We're going to show you how they're going to destroy the economy. And I do believe this is exactly what people have been seeing. This is what people have been experiencing. And people are also going to learn that the system does not work in their benefit. I think people are starting to realize this. The young generation is starting to learn this, because when they go out and get their jobs after college, they realize, wait a minute, why am I working if I'm not making any money to, you know, spend other places. All I'm doing is paying bills, going to work, paying bills, and I can't even save. You see, back in the day, people, yes, they worked every day. They worked very hard, but they were able to save money because the cost of living was much, much lower. And it enabled them to actually have a life. And actually, once you get rid of the private West Central Bank, once you get rid of the system where we have to borrow the currency, that's when you see major, major changes. And I do believe in the end, Trump needs to show everyone what the system is, how they're going to destroy it, how it doesn't work for the people, because this is going to make it a lot easier to bring people to where he wants to bring them. And I do believe that is away from the private West Central Bank and into a people system where people control the creation of currency. And it puts Congress and everything else back into checks and balances. And once again, you can see that we're heading in this direction. And yes, sometimes you need to go through some darkness before you could see the light, because otherwise, how would people understand it? How would people realize how bad this system really is? Because remember, those people that experienced the 70s and the 80s, they thought the system was absolutely fantastic. Look at this. My house went up. My income went up. This is incredible. This economy is fantastic. Yes, that was the beginning, and that felt like a drug, just like a drug dealer, a drug user, where they take the drug for the first time, they get this incredible high, and they say, this is incredible. But as years go on and they keep taking the drug, do they still get the same high? No, they need more of the drug. And actually, it doesn't feel as good as time goes on. And that's what people are feeling right now. And those people that are coming into the system right now, they realize this drug isn't good for them because they're seeing the back end of all of this. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots needed to show the people and have them experience this, especially for the young generation, because the young generation, they were believing everything the Biden administration, the fake news has been telling them. And yes, the Biden administration, they've been trying to keep everyone happy by, you know, shutting or cutting the student loans and trying to make everyone feel good. But again, as the economy keeps breaking down, that Band-Aid fix doesn't work. And in the end, the people are going to realize. And yes, in the end, the people are going to be with Trump and the Patriots, and we're going to be moving away from this system. And we're getting closer and closer to that day. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because they are losing. Think about what Trump and the Patriots have been doing. They've been showing the people of this country the truth. They're being transparent. They're showing the people, look, this is their agenda. They want open borders. Look, this is their agenda. They want war. Look, this is their agenda. They want to destroy the economy. Look, do you see the two-tier justice system? Basically, the court of public opinion is winning against the deep state narrative. And every time they rule against Trump is actually a win. Think about Fannie Willis, for example. Even though she can continue the case as of right now, it is a win. Why is that? Because they had to admit there was someone who wasn't acting ethical. So they had to remove someone. And who was that person? Well, that was Nathan Wade, so they can continue the court case. But think about what they've done here. They've shown the American people how corrupt the system is, how the two-tier justice system works. And now the people are saying, well, this doesn't make any sense. So what do you think is going to happen next? Most likely, they're going to bring out more and more evidence. Now, even though Fannie Willis can stay on the case, it doesn't mean they won. Because remember, this entire operation, this entire plan is about the people of this country. The people need to see the truth. The people need to see exactly what's going on. And once the people know, it is game over for the deep state players. So every step of the way, the deep state, they're losing the battle. And in the end, when the people see all of this play out, the people are going to understand how their system actually works. And it doesn't work for the people. It works against the people. And the people are going to see this very, very clearly. And that's what the people are seeing now. And the more the deep state does, the more they try to go after Trump, the worse it gets for them. This is why we need to keep our emotions in check. Because again, this is about all those people that still believe the country is run by rule of law. This is for all those people that believe this is politics as usual. This is for all those people that believe that this is just another four-year election. This is not another four-year election. This is about destroying the deep state players. And the only way for the people to actually see all of this is to bring in an outsider. Because again, if it was someone who was part of the Rhino group, if it was someone part of the D group, would they attack that person like they're attacking Trump? No. So when you bring in an outsider, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this from the very, very beginning. They knew that they were going to be attacked like there was no tomorrow because they couldn't allow the outsider to win. Now the outsider knows all the classified information. The outsider knows all the crimes that they've committed. The outsider knows quite a bit. The outsider right now, which is Trump, is showing the rest of the country everything that he has seen. Now, not every single thing down to the micro level, but he needs the people to understand what their system is. He needs the people to understand that this is not a four-year election. This is an election that's going to decide, do the people take back this country or don't they take back the country? And during this process, the deep state's going to play dirty. The deep state is going to use everything that they have in their arsenal to go after Trump. Trump is expecting this because when he does this, it shows the people the truth. And the people are learning the truth quite quickly. Think about it. When Trump came into the White House back in 2016 and he just mentioned the word fake news, a lot of people were like, what is he talking about? Fake news? There's no fake news. Today, it's very, very different, especially with everything that we're seeing. And when you look at what the deep state says and what they tell you, you can actually read through it and actually understand what they're really trying to do today compared to going back to 2014, going back to 2012, going back all the way back in time. And what's very interesting is Rasmussen Reports on X said, here's a handy legacy media translator guide. No evidence equals there's a huge pile of evidence. Conspiracy theory equals the stone cold truth. Baseless claims equals legitimate concerns. Election denier equals reasonably suspects election fraud. Election denier fringe, a majority, 62% of all likely voters. So now you can see when they say these certain words, you understand what they're protecting right now. And you can see the translation of what they're saying. So I do believe the people, through all the transparency and everything that people are witnessing, they are now waking up. The people, they're understanding what's going on. And what you do is you show the people how corrupt it is by giving the people a little bit of information, showing them the corruption, then having those who are corrupt lie to them, and then bring out more of the truth, more of the facts. And as you keep doing this, it gets worse and worse for the deep state players. It's just like what's happening with Hunter Biden, just exactly what's happening with Joe Biden. Remember, in the very beginning, they lied to the American people. Then the truth came out. Then Special Counsel Hur proved that Biden was lying. He might not have pressed charges because, again, where's it going to go? To the DOJ? What are they going to do with it? You think they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's guilty? Absolutely not. But think about what the people learned from Special Counsel Hur's report. Biden lied to the people. Think about what the Patriots have been doing in the House. They've been exposing his crimes. Put it all together. People are getting it. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, Hunter Biden knows his testimony wouldn't withstand public scrutiny. That's why he's running away from next week's hearing on Joe Biden's abuse of public office. Remember, they told everyone he needs to testify in a public hearing. That's the way we really want to do it. Now he doesn't. Why? Because now the people know more. The people don't believe them. The Oversight Committee put this out. The White House is panicking. Biden wants our impeachment inquiry to end, but that's not for the subject of the investigation to decide. This is just more obstruction from the Biden White House. Remember going back in time when they said Trump was obstructing the impeachment and everything else? Well, it's actually the Biden White House. They're the ones who are actually doing it. The White House is obstructing Congress from obtaining the following. All drafts of then Vice President Biden's speech delivered to the Ukrainian Rada in December 2015. Joe Biden's emails with his family's business associates where he used an alias. Interviewing current and former White House staff about Biden's mishandling of classified documents. Interviewing a current Biden administration official about his knowledge of possible FARA violations related to Burisma. The White House wants to hide the evidence we've unearthed about the Biden's corruption. The Bidens and their associates raked in over $24 million from 2014 to 2019 by selling Biden as the brand. Vice President Biden dined, attended meetings, spoke on speakerphone, and had coffee with his son's foreign associates. Biden has met with nearly all foreign associates, funneling his family millions Witnesses' testimony revealed Joe Biden not only knew and participated in, but enabled the Biden business, and he was used to close deals with the Russian and Chinese entities. Biden has lied nearly 24 times about his family's business dealings. We will not be intimidated by the White House. We will continue to obtain facts for the American people and deliver accountability. And remember, they went after Trump with obstruction of justice. They pushed 2 impeachments against Trump, and they basically brought charges against those people within his administration on FARA charges. Actually, if you look at it, the deep state players, they projected everything that they have done onto Trump, and now it's coming out. And what are people seeing? They're seeing this firsthand. The people are understanding. Think about what happened with Biden's staffers who were involved in mishandling the classified documents. Well, he promoted his top staffers that were involved in mishandling the classified documents. Was that to keep them quiet? Most likely, yes. Was it to protect the criminal syndicate? Most likely, yes. Now the people can see it, just like the people see what's going on at the border. This is not a naturally occurring thing where all of a sudden people from all over all these different countries are saying, I need asylum, I need asylum. No, they're bringing these people in on purpose. And yes, there are secret flights where they're flying them all over the place. Remember, they're going to sanctuary cities. Remember, these are the military age men, the foot soldiers of the deep state players, and they're going to keep them safe in their safe havens until they are needed. And we could see that Biden, just like Obama, they're flying these people all over the place. Remember, this has been going on for quite a while. This is not something that just happened yesterday. All they did was they had to accelerate their plan because Trump, he won the election back in 2016. They never thought Hillary Clinton was going to lose. He reversed a lot of their policies. He secured the border. And what did they have to do? They needed to accelerate everything to catch up. And they needed these people in this country because they needed to get rid of Trump. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. And they knew that this would wake up the population. And the more the people see, the more they wake up. Miranda Devine explains the secret flights back in 2021, 2022, and she says, New York Post reported on some of these secret migrant flights back in 2021, 2022, and the New York Times, NPR, PolitiFact first ignored the stories and then trashed them without mentioning the New York Post because they knew our reporting was solid. We didn't sit behind a desk swallowing government lies, but deployed shoe leather and eyeballs at 2 a.m. at Westchester Airport. The rest of the mainstream media did worse than ignore Biden's secret migrant flights. It lied that our reporting was wrong. News 12 Westchester ignored this big story under its nose. Fox News covered our story, and Peter Ducey asked questions about the secret migrant flights at the White House briefing, only for Jen Psaki to lie that there was no such thing and argued about that whether 2 a.m. was the middle of the night. And they tried to protect everything that was going on. They tried to cover it up. They tried everything they possibly could do. But again, there were flights coming in the middle of the early morning, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., so this way, people wouldn't know what was going on. But the people now know. The people understand that, yes, they're flying the people in. Now with the border shut down in Texas, what are they doing? They have certain bases in different countries, and they're flying them directly over the border and into this country. And this is the U.S. government that is doing this, which is really not the U.S. government. It's not an elected government by we the people. That is the criminal syndicate is bringing in their foot soldiers into this country. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he said that these people that are coming into this country, well, they aren't people, they're monsters. And he's absolutely right. Now, Biden, Harris, they tried to make a really big deal about this, saying Trump says immigrants aren't people. No, the people that the deep state players are bringing into this country, they aren't just everyday people. They are criminals. They are terrorists. They are drug traffickers, human traffickers. They're murderers. Stephen Miller corrects Biden Harris and says, you wretched liars. Trump is saying that murderers you are freeing into the country are monsters. Why are you making apologies for vile predators and killers? Because these people that are coming into this country, they are the foot soldier of the deep state players. Criminals work with other criminals. Why would you bring in upstanding citizens? You think upstanding citizens are going to come into this country and do the dirty work of the deep state players? Absolutely not. So what do you got to do? You got to bring in the worst of the worst, Because who's going to actually do what they want them to do? It's got to be criminals. It's got to be crazy people. It's got to be murderers. It's got to be all these people, terrorists. So now I think people are starting to realize that these aren't upstanding asylum seekers. These are the worst of the worst of the worst. And Trump said it right. These people, they're monsters. And that's absolutely true. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is the deep state players, they're trying to protect all their foot soldiers. They don't want people to understand that these people, they have mental problems, especially those people that are involved in Antifa, BLM, because most of the trans people who are taking medication, who are confused, they have mental problems, but they don't want the public to understand that these people are mentally disturbed, and because they need these people in the end to do their dirty work. And if you start to look around, you'll start to look at the administration, you can see this is why they've been bringing these people in, because it's very easy to control them, very easy for them to convince them that this country is a bad country, the Constitution is bad. And if you start to realize all of these people that they put into certain positions within government, what do they want to do? They want to get rid of the weapons. They want to shred the Constitution. They want to basically kill all those people that don't agree with them, don't agree with their lifestyle, don't agree with what they're doing. And these are the people that they're going to use in the end. So they need to protect them. And this is why they've been protecting. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com. virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. A lot of the trans community, especially those individuals that actually shoot innocent people. I mean, think about it. Go back to that trans shooter in Nashville. They hid the manifesto because they didn't want people to understand the thought process of this person. But now a federal judge has ordered the FBI to provide Covenant school shooter Audrey Hale's manifesto and other documents for a private review as part of a lawsuit from the Star News Digital Media, Inc., the parent company of Tennessee Star. So right there, you can see that they've been trying to hide it. They don't want the people to see it. The FBI definitely doesn't want the people to see it because, remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate. But now they're being ordered to do so. This is what's amazing about this country, because we have the Constitution that protects freedom of speech, protects the people of this country. And every time the deep state players try to fight against it, if you notice, they lose. Now, it might take time for them to lose their battle, but in the end, they will always lose. That's why they can't stand the Constitution. That's why they can't stand that everyone has certain rights, because they've been trying to take the rights away from the people for a very long time. And they've been doing it very stealthily, and they didn't want people to understand that this is what they were trying to do. But think about it. Since Trump and the Patriots have accelerated the plan, and we know that their plan is the 16-year plan, they had to accelerate everything that they were doing. So during COVID, during this period of time, as Biden is in the administration, what have they been doing? They've been showing you how they're going to get rid of your rights. And they don't even care if you see it anymore. They don't care anymore because they're running out of time and they're becoming very, very desperate. Think about the 16-year plan with them trying to get the weapons away from the people. Because remember, for their plan to work, the people can't be armed. They can't go up against their foot soldiers. And now they've run out of time. But now, since they've run out of time, they're going to become very, very desperate. And we're already starting to see this. Gun Owners of America put this out and said, breaking, 140 plus House Democrats demand Department Veteran Affairs begin using state gun confiscation laws to disarm veterans in response to the law ending the Clinton-era veteran gun ban that GOA forced Biden to sign last week. So why do they want to begin using the state gun confiscation laws to disarm veterans? Because veterans are trained. Veterans really knows how to use these weapons. They've been in the armed forces. This is the first group of people that they want to remove the weapons from, because they know if they have the weapons, what will the veterans do? They will protect America. They will protect America against the deep state foot soldiers. And they know, the deep state knows this. They know this. And this is why their entire mission, going all the way back to Obama and even before that, but they really ramped it up during Obama's time, they needed to get the weapons away. This is why there were so many mass shootings during Obama's term, because they were trying to push this very hard. Because remember, it was the first 8 years with Obama, infiltrate the country, change the prosecutors, change the attorney generals, infiltrate the government, infiltrate the college system, infiltrate the elementary schools, start putting all the people in that you need, and do this over an 8-year period of time and brainwash the children. The second part of the 8 years was Hillary Clinton. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton never made it, but her job was to get rid of the rest of the weapons, confiscate everything, because during Obama's term, they were hoping to pass maybe the UN Arms Treaty and maybe have other legislation. And Hillary Clinton would then go around confiscating the weapons, and then she would bring us to war. and destroy this country and actually have this country to lose. But again, they never expected her to lose. So the 16-year plan, well, it completely fell apart during this period of time. Trump reversed a lot of the things. And then when Biden came back in, Obama saw his chance to continue with the 8 years that they were that were lost. So they had to accelerate everything. And by doing this, what did the people see? The people saw the truth. They're still seeing the truth. And they will continue to see the truth until we hit the 2024 elections. And that's what this is all about. It's about showing the people the truth of what the system is in this country. And the people, they're learning very, very quickly. Now, everyone is not going to wake up just because they're seeing this. This is why I do believe we're going to go through a bad period of time. And actually, Trump mentioned at his rally in Ohio that, yes, bad things are going to happen. Now, I do believe this is going to wake up a lot of D's. This is going to wake up those other Republicans that are still sleeping. And I think this has to be done before we hit the 2024 elections, because the people need to understand what this country, what the system is in this country. And once they understand it, and once they're fed up with it, once they see the criminals, this is when the people then can make the decision of taking back this country, because that's really what this is about. This is not really about electing the president. See, Trump is already the commander in chief. He already has control of the military. He just wants the people to say, we're taking back the country. That's the vote everyone is going to do. We are taking back the country, and we want this guy right here, Trump, to finish the job by taking back the country. That's what is really going to happen. And we could see that we're heading to that point in time. But from now, which is about 7 months or so, from now until that time, we're going to see many, many things. And yes, there's going to be scare events. Yes, you're going to see the deep state exposed. Yes, a lot of people are going to be upset because things aren't going the way they thought it was going to go. But remember, this is about taking back the country. It's not a four-year election. It's not placing a Band-Aid on everything so we could just have someone else come in after Trump. This is about destroying and getting rid of the deep state players. And the only way to destroy them is to expose everything that they're about so this never, ever happens again. And that's where we're headed right now. And you can see certain things are starting to change. I mean, look at Haiti right now. The deep state players, I do believe they lost complete and utter control of Haiti. And I do believe eventually what's going to happen, you're going to start to hear reports about what they've been doing in Haiti, what the Clinton Foundation has been doing, what Obama, the Biden administration, other deep state players, what they've been doing down in Haiti. Because I do believe what's going to happen is these people in Haiti, they're going to start to produce evidence and they're going to be shocked of what they found. Because remember, the governments, I do believe that was put into place there, was hiding everything from the people. And I think in the end, they're going to discover quite a bit. Now, what's very interesting is that there are certain individuals that are trying to fly Americans out of Haiti, but it looks like the Biden administration is stopping them, which is very interesting. Brian Stern, the CEO and founder of Project Dynamo, said that his attempts to rescue almost 40 U.S. citizens is being hampered by the State Department, which he says will not allow him to land private helicopters on the land outside the American embassy in Port-au-Prince. The airport in Port-au-Prince has been entirely shut off to the public amid mounting violence under mob boss Barbecue, who controls the country right now, and they're stopping this individual from doing this. Now, we saw this out in Afghanistan. We saw this in other places, and we're seeing it here because I do believe there is a huge amount of change that is happening out in Haiti. And remember, Barbecue, I'm not saying he's a good guy, bad guy, or anything like that. He is saying, listen, anyone that sides with Biden, well, we're going after you because we're not going to have a transition with the Biden administration, which I find very, very interesting. So I do believe when the dust settles and everything calms down, I do believe we're going to see the new leadership start to expose what's really been going on in Haiti. And actually, this will be another piece of the puzzle that will be put into place for the people of this country so they can understand what Epstein was all about. Now, really think about it. When you start to see all the other pieces start to fit together and you see like the child trafficking in Haiti and Clintons were involved with this, Obama was involved in this, and many other deep state players, and then you release the Epstein information, it starts to make a little bit more sense, doesn't it? I do believe this has been set up and this has been prepared from the very beginning to show the people look how their operation is being done and look how they hid it from you. And they made you think that this doesn't exist. And I do believe, yes, this will lead into Pizzagate. This will lead into the corrupt politicians, Hollywood, and everything else. But I do believe this is all being exposed right now so people can understand it. And moving forward, people are going to understand a lot more. Because remember, all these people, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. You have those people that are treasonous, those people that have been running the criminal syndicate. Yes, they're part of the trafficking part of it, the part of that's happening in Haiti and around the world, what happened on Epstein Island. All of this is the same people, same group of people. And when you start to bring all this evidence out and you realize it's the same people, well, it paints a picture for you. And you start to understand, wow, these people are really evil. These people are really criminals. Look what they did to the children. This is why they've been trying to normalize it. And this is why they've been trying so hard to convince you that pedophilia is fine, that trans community, that's great, that young children can decide if they want to be a boy or a girl. This is what they've been doing for a very long time. They're just trying to normalize all of this to make you accept it. But again, the people of this country, they're not going to accept it. And the people are going to see it as what it really is, a crime against humanity. And just like people are seeing COVID right now and how the deep state players lie to them every step of the way. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, never forget, then, CNBC, more than half of U.S. states have statewide masks mandates. Now, face masks made little to no difference in preventing spread of COVID. But think about this. When people were talking about the mask, people talking about the bioweapon, people talking about standing 6 feet apart, closing all businesses, it never made sense. You think the virus is so smart that it knew not to go around the plastic plexiglass? I mean, really think about this for a second. I mean, even when you talk about the masks and you look at the mask openings, you know, the little openings within the mask, they're about 80 microns. A virus is 3 microns. Even if it's on water vapor, it's 60 microns. So how is it going to go through the mask? It makes no sense whatsoever. And actually, there's a lot of peer-reviewed studies that show that masks do not stop viruses. Actually, they trap bacteria, they make you sick. So everything that they told us was a complete and utter lie. And people, they're starting to realize this. And this is very important. On every level, it's very, very important. And people, they need to understand that these companies, remember, the criminal syndicate is made up of corporations, Hollywood, and it doesn't have to be every single person. It just has to be the top level who's calling the shots, because they're the ones who say, this is what we're going to do, and I want you to complete it. Now, if you argue with it and you don't want to do it, you're fired from your job. So most people will go along with it into thinking that they're doing the right thing. Even if they hate it, even if they know it's wrong, people will still do it in their job. So what the deep state has done is they put the CEOs in where they wanted them. They're all part of this. They put the people in Hollywood. They have the people in DC. They have the people in FBI, DOJ, DHS. And they're the ones who are calling the shot. I mean, perfect example, look at Tyson. Tyson Foods, what are they doing? They're removing all the American workers and they're bringing in the criminal invaders, and they're going to give them jobs instead of the American people. Plus, look what else Tyson is doing. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, anti-American company Tyson Foods has these posters hanging in their offices. They promote a mentoring program that helps LGBTQ youth to bond with and learn from LGBTQ adults. So LGBTQ children are connected with random adults to bond. So really think about it. It sounds like grooming to me. That's exactly what they're doing. And you can also see how they're pushing the critical race theory. I mean, here's another company, Advil. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, this is the perfect illustration of how critical race theory can be applied to anything, even aspirin. This is the basic formula. Observe racial disparities. Assume those disparities are caused by bias or systematic racism, rather than behavior, culture, biology, etc. Propose equity, which is in practice is impossible for Advil's new pain equity initiative. It's particularly insidious. Anyone can buy aspirin, so there's no possibility of bias. So what Advil is really talking about is prescription pain medication, which is already massively overprescribed and has led to all kinds of addictions, complications, and deaths. Despite all the therapeutic language, if the pain equity campaign is successful, it would mean putting more people, and in particular more black people, on heavy opioid pills. Then, after this causes problems, as it has done to whites in Appalachia, for example, they will blame doctors for systematic racism in other direction. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Disparities are not always a good basis for making policy, especially when you assume they are reducible to a single variable. And doubly so when the variable is unmeasurable and unfalsifiable, such as systematic racism. Critical race medicine will be a disaster, and it will be, because everything that they try is a disaster. The American people can see it very clearly, and the people reject it every step of the way. Look at Bud Light. What do you think they're doing with Tyson right now? They're boycotting Tyson Foods. What do you think is going to happen to Advil? What do you think happened to Sports Illustrated? What do you think happened to all of these companies? In the end, the people speak up and they push against it. And in the end, it all fails. And the people win. And the people will continue to win. Just like Trump is winning in the court of public opinion. Think about what happened to Fannie Willis. She was brought up on charges. She went through the trial, and the judge had to do something because it was so obvious. So he gave them a decision, even though they were both guilty. But the American public, they could see this. So they had to admit their guilt by getting rid of Fanny or getting rid of Nathan. So they decided to get rid of Nathan and continue the case. Now, do you think this is over? No. But again, the people need to see how corrupt the system is. And yes, I know people got very upset with this. How could this be? This makes no sense. But remember, we're dealing with a criminal syndicate, and this is what Trump is showing the people. Actually, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. The Fannie Willis lover, Mr. Nathan Wade Esquire, has just resigned in disgrace as per his and her reading of the judge's order today. Nathan was the special in more ways than one prosecutor engaged by Fannie, pronounced Fannie Willis, to persecute Trump for a crooked Joe Biden and his Department of Injustice for purposes of election interference and living the life of the rich and famous. This is the equivalent of deranged Jack Smith getting canned big stuff, something which should happen in the not too distant future. And yes, this is exactly what's happening. And yes, there'll be more and more evidence coming out against them because, again, this is showing the people how deep the corruption is. Remember, when Trump says the swamp is deep and wide, it is. It's not just in D.C. The corruption runs very, very deep. The swamp runs very, very deep and wide across the country. I think people are now seeing this. Green Lives Matter put this out and said, Fannie Willis may have had made a major mistake as her text messages between her and a lover will likely be unveiled. Can you imagine what they might say? Alina Haba wants to see the door open for real accountability when Trump ascends back into office and says her texts are just the beginning. Cash told us yesterday that people are going to be held accountable for their crimes. It appears like the deep state is setting themselves up for a disaster. And it is going to be a major, major disaster. Because once again, the court of public opinion, they're seeing it all play out. And this is going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. And so in the end, when Trump has all the evidence and he's showing the people how corrupt it is and who the criminals really are, do you think it's going to make it a lot easier for Trump to do what he needs to do? Will the people be with him? Absolutely. Think about what's happening with the presidential immunity. They're going after him with presidential immunity because why? They want to convict him of a crime. And with presidential immunity in the way, they can't do this. Now, once again, if the Supreme Court rules that he does have immunity, Jack Smith's case, well, he has a problem. He can't go after Trump. If the Supreme Court says the president doesn't have immunity, well, that means Trump can then still run for president, even if they throw him in jail. He can pardon himself and then go after everybody else. So what they're trying to do is not going to work. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. A president of the United States must have full immunity, without which it would be impossible for him, her to properly function. Any mistake, even if it well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at a term end. Even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity, or it'll be years of trauma trying to determine good from bad. There must be certainty. Example, you can't stop police from doing the job of strong and effective crime prevention because you want to guard against the occasional rogue cop or bad apple. Sometimes you must have to live with the great but slightly imperfect. All presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity, or the authority and decisiveness of a president of the United States will be stripped and gone forever. Hopefully, this will be an easy decision. God bless the Supreme Court. And let's see what the Supreme Court does. This will be very, very interesting. Now, we could see the deep state players with all these different cases with Jack Smith, with Fannie Willis, with Bragg and the rest. We could see that this is election interference. And actually, they're actually telling us that they're trying to interfere in the election because, remember, they're trying to get Trump to pay all these different fines, which means it's draining him of his money, which means he will not be able to campaign, which means this is an election interference. And coming out of Raw Story, the headline is Trump cutting back on rallies to save money as cash shortfall hobbles campaign. So they're telling you what they're doing is election interference because what they're actually saying is, listen, we're hitting him really hard. We don't want him to hold these rallies. We don't want the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people to come out and support him. We need to shut this down because Biden can't do this. If he tries to have a rally, he'll have like six people, maybe. And they don't like the optics of this. And this is how they're interfering in the election. And I do believe in the end, what they really want to do is they want to try to convict him and they want to throw him in prison to say, look, this is not your candidate. He's a criminal. But I don't think this is going to work in the end. And this is why I do believe they still have Nikki Haley waiting in the wings. Actually, Trump actually put something out on Truth about this, which we'll be discussing in just a sec. But when you look at the RNC, we can see that now that we have the Patriots in place, and if you think about it, we have a certain number of Patriots in the House. They block a lot of things. They expose the crimes of the Biden family. They expose the censorship of the people of this country. They are put into place there to block and to expose the criminal syndicate. Now we have the RNC that was taken away from the rhinos. Now they're looking for election integrity. They're looking to basically do everything the deep state is doing. And now it looks like Lara Trump has announced that they're going to be hiring Scott Presta to lead legal ballot chasing operations. This is very interesting how this is all now playing out. Because remember, they cheated in the election. The election was rigged in 2020. Now, Trump, from this point on, if you look at what they're doing, they're putting everything in place to secure the election. And I do believe the biggest thing that's going to happen is Trump is going to show the people why we need paper ballots and why we need voter ID. And once people understand and see this, the people will accept it moving forward. But Insurrection Barbie put this out and said, 2 million ballots were touched by anomalies. 923 fact witnesses. No election contest in American history has had 923 witnesses who signed affidavits under penalty of perjury. Over 50 courts block evidentiary hearings regarding lawsuits filed after the 2020 election. Every other election contest in the past 25 years resulted in evidentiary hearings presented to a court of law. So don't tell me 2020 was a perfect election, and don't tell me you all lost every court case. Both of those statements are bold-faced lies. And yes, the evidence is out there, and people can see the evidence. And if you notice, the people, they're starting to understand that, yes, the elections were rigged. And this is why we went from 62% to 66%, and I do believe more and more people are going to come on board as they see more and more evidence. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Mike Pence came out and he said he is not going to endorse Trump whatsoever. Now, Karma Patriot, she has a theory about this, and it's very, very interesting. And let me just read what she wrote here. Let's look at this from a 40,000-foot view for just a minute. Pence literally got 1% to 5% in the primary and dropped out. You might hate him, but he's still a smart man. One who is well aware that it'd be political suicide to publicly go against Trump. And yet, he did just that in his interview yesterday. It appears to me that he's working to gain the trust and support of the outliers, the anti-MAGA voters. Pence states very clearly that he's a Republican, that he wants to make sure Republicans know where he stands on traditional conservative values and policies. Then he reiterates that Trump is the official Republican nominee and that he will vote Republican, which means he will vote for Trump. Therefore, the only logical explanation I can reach is that his interview yesterday was because Pence was activated to help Republicans and Trump win in November. That is very interesting. And I do believe a lot of these individuals, they were put into place to actually push the rhinos, the deep state players, where they want them, or to trap the establishment money in a certain candidate. I do believe DeSantis was used for this. I do believe Pence is being used for this. I do believe when Trump was going after Pence, where he said you need to send the election results back to the legislators, I do believe this was done on purpose because Trump, he's thinking way, way out to the 2024 election. He wanted to make sure that the deep state players didn't have a way of not certifying the election. So he forced the deep state players, even they told him that Pence didn't have the ability to send it back. They actually made a law that the vice president now cannot send the election results back to the legislators, which means when Trump wins, they lost this ability. He trapped them in all of this. And the other thing that's very interesting, which we just said about Nikki Haley, Trump put this article out And it says Newt Gingrich. It says, following the South Carolina primary, the best thing Nikki Haley could do is gracefully drop out and endorse Trump. The time has come to focus on the general election. Why hasn't Nikki Haley dropped out and endorsed Trump? She's waiting in the wings. That's why. Because, again, think about all the cases. Think about what's happening to Trump. Think about the election interference. Because, once again, if he drops out, who gets the delegates? She's going to get the delegates. And do they then need to change Biden? Can they keep Biden in there? Yeah. Because, basically, Nikki Haley's just going to lose. This is how they try to play the game. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. I don't believe it's going to work, which means I do believe Trump will stay the nominee no matter what happens, and they will have to have a change of batter, which means we're going to see some false flags. Now, what's very interesting is NBC has come out with an article and let everyone know that experts, they decided to war game what might happen if deep fakes disrupt the 2024 election. Things went sideways fast. The exercise explored a scenario, and this is for the 2024 election, with an array of both domestic and foreign actors launching election disinformation, exploiting rumors, and seizing on political division. It's election day, and this is what it says. In Arizona, and elderly voters in Maricopa County are told by phone that local polling places are closed due to threats from militia groups. Meanwhile, in Miami, a flurry of photos and videos on social media show poll workers dumping ballots. The phone calls in Arizona and the videos in Florida turn out to be deep fakes created with artificial intelligence tools. But by the time local and federal authorities figure out what they are dealing with, the false information has gone viral across the country. The simulated scenario is part of a recent exercise in New York that gathered dozens of former senior U.S. and state officials, civil society leaders, and executives from technology companies to rehearse for the 2024 election. The results were sobering. It was jarring for folks in the room to see how quickly just a handful of these types of threats could spiral out of control and really dominate the election cycle. So think about what they've done here. So they're saying militia groups. They're saying polls are closed because of threats. Could this be an attack on the national election infrastructure? Could there be an insurgency going on? And was this done where they ran this war game type of scenario to see how people would react if they went ahead and did this? Would people go to the polls? Would people stay away from the polls? So if they're going to actually, in reality, try to do this, and they see the results that people will stay away from the polls and it will change the election cycle, what has to happen if there's an insurgency, if the election systems are brought down? It means that someone has to protect the election somehow, some way. So I do believe that's the direction we're heading in right now. And it looks like the deep state players are already projecting in what they're going to do. Now, Trump, he was out in a rally in Ohio on Saturday, and he said something with the word bloodbath. And the fake news took that and started to use it in a way, and completely out of context, in a way that Trump was calling for a bloodbath if he lost the election. And Wokeness put this out and said, we are witnessing the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. So the fake news came out and they're saying that Trump is calling for a bloodbath if he loses the election. Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, and she was on CNN saying this, that Trump might exact a bloodbath if he loses. So what did Trump really say? Well, Trump, he was talking about the automobile manufacturing industry, that if he loses the election, it would be a bloodbath because China then would be able to produce all the cars and we would lose the automobile manufacturing in this country. Take a listen to exactly what he said here.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and they think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
So right there, the deep state players, they've already started their narrative. They already projected out what they're planning to do. Remember, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to try to postpone the elections. And when we have to go, when we go to paper ballots, and actually, if you look at the war game scenario that the simulator that they did, they're going to try to stop it. But I do believe the elections will be guarded. Trump will win and they won't certify the election. They'll probably say, no, the elections aren't certified. It's a stalemate, whatever the term they're going to use. And this is when they're going to say that Trump lost the election and now he's going to use violence because he lost, which means this is what they are going to do. And you can see that almost all the people on social media, the fake news, they're making this spread like crazy. Viva Fry put this out and said, a lie will travel halfway across the world before the truth has time to put its pants on. Congratulations, Elon Musk. Your platform has facilitated a lie traveling across the world. And yes, everyone put this lie out there. But again, why are they doing this? Because they're projecting on what they are going to do. And that's why the fake news is carrying it. This is why Nancy Pelosi's out there saying it. But in the end, this is going to fail. Because remember, Trump, he's been creating the counterinsurgency. That is the military with the people. Now, Cash, he was being interviewed, and he said something very, very interesting. And Storm has arrived, put this out and said, and this is Cash saying this, by the way, I think in November, there's going to be a cataclysmic implosion in Washington, D.C., the likes of which we have not seen. And the deep state, once it's sunk, cannot be raised. And we're going to see a new day in Washington where people are held accountable internally in government for the criminal conduct. And yes, he's also saying we should have a full-fledged investigation. Yes. So I do believe what he's saying is once Trump wins, once the people signal that, yes, we want to take our country back, the counterinsurgency is then completed. Once Trump is then in charge, he can then go after the deep state players, and the deep state players will be brought to their knees. And I do believe that day will be coming. But again, before we get there, the deep state players, they're going to try everything they possibly can to stop this. And actually, Trump actually signaled that, yes, from all these illegals coming in, we're going to see bad things happen. But this is going to wake up a lot of people. Remember, for the counterinsurgency to work, you need the people to see the truth. You need the people to understand what the system is. And the people have to reach that place where they had enough, which is the precipice. Stormy Patriot Joe put this out, and it's the video of Trump saying that it's about the people we have coming in. And don't be surprised when bad things happen, because bad things will happen. Take a listen.
It's a very accurate metaphor. And it's about our border. It's about the people we have coming in. And don't be surprised when bad things happen, because bad things will happen. And we're going to get them out fast. We're going to have the large.
So I do believe the plan is working exactly the way it's supposed to be working. And yes, it's about waking the people up. It's about exposing the system. Yes, you're going to go through the darkness. You're going to go through a scare event. But in the end, sometimes it has to be this way so we can get to the other side. And Trump, he retruthed this from Mike Davis, and it says the following. Dear Biden Democrats and D.C. Republicans, periodic reminder, after January 20th, 2025, you will face very serious legal and political consequences for your lawfare and election interference, especially what you did to January 6th protesters. Truly monstrous and unforgivable. So basically, Trump, by him retruthing this, is telling them, yeah, once I win, it is game over for all of you. And you know the people are with Trump. Look at the people that came out to see Trump. Julia put this out, and the crowd is surrounding Trump. His plane is in the background, and he's continually gaining momentum. The people are on his side. And in the end, the deep state will have no one left, not even the D's. And all they'll have left is the couple CEOs and corporations, Hollywood, those people at the top, and the swamp creatures, and all the people that came into this country illegal, which really what they are, they invaded this country illegally, and it's a criminal terrorist organization. That's all they'll have left. And in the end, Trump the Patriots, because of the backing of the people in the military, they'll be able to do what needs to be done. They'll be able to deport and clean up the entire country. And at that point, the deep state, they have no army. They have no people to protect them. It's game over for all of them. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.